Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Munganess St. Louis Honda Sports on a Sunday morning.
Here's the pitch. A swing and a high fly ball.
This could be trouble. It's at the wall.
And it's a gunner!
He scores!
Now, Sports on a Sunday morning on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
And welcome back to a second hour of Sports on a Sunday morning. Tom Ackerman with you. And as we do every Sunday at 11:05, we are joined by Kyle McClellan, the former Cardinals pitcher. In the Inside Pitch is sponsored by Redbird Carriers and the Stacy Lee Ballou Scholarship Fund, funding Christian education for those in need. Good morning, Kyle. The Cardinals are in first place. They're a game and a half up. It's August 25th, and life is good. A lot of work to do, but the Redbirds are looking good right now.
Yeah, they are. They've been playing really well, taking advantage of these opportunities here and in the division, and then also some teams with some weaker records. So it's been nice to see them maximize that. And I tell you what, yesterday was just a good day in St. Louis. You had the big race that St. Louis was represented well. You had the Hall of Fame induction. You had the Cardinals in first place going out there and playing a really good game. Good day in St. Louis.
Good day for sure. David Stewart, the founder and chairman of Worldwide Technology, who I know his company played a big part in your benefit, he is going to be our guest after you. And one of the things he's going to talk about is how much St. Louis is riding this wave of momentum, and his company is certainly involved. It really is great to see everybody jumping in and lending a hand, and sports are alive and well. I mean, what a week we just had with MLS being added and yep. XFL getting its name, although I don't know a lot of people like the name, but it doesn't matter. It's fun. It's sports. It's St. Louis.
Well, it is, and I love that you have St. Louis people and Mr. Stewart and the Taylor family on the soccer side with Kavanaugh, and then you have Mr. Stewart pouring into the raceway. I love that there's St. Louis people stepping up and on the sports side and just making sure that we have owners and fans and everything that care about what we're doing. They're gonna put the resources into the stadium and in the teams and make it a great place. And I think it's a great representation of St. Louis as a whole. And I know we took a black eye when that other team left, but I think the ownership situation and a lot of these other scenarios between the Blues, the Cardinals, the soccer, the IndyCar is a lot different than the guy that left.
Absolutely. Cardinals win at 6-0 over the Rockies yesterday. Colton Wong, hope he heals up quickly after fouling a ball off his foot. But Dakota Hudson is 13-6 now, Kyle, with a 3.47 ERA. Give up two hits. Another great performance for him after his no-hit performance the start before. No runs on two hits in six innings, Kyle. He is looking strong.
He is. His sinker is just as good as it's been all year. And, it's been impressive because, he started off a little rocky and then had a great stretch. And then he had a little middle of the road there where he was struggling a little bit. And he has come out of it. He's responded. He's learned. And he has just trusted that sinker. His sinker has been so good. And I think we talked about it last time. After that start, it can grow confidence and say, hey, this sinker can go out there and play. I can throw this all the time. I just said no-hit ball through 6 2/3 or whatever it was. I can go out there and use this and challenge it. Even if I'm behind in the count or if I'm ahead in the count, I'm going to be aggressive, come right after it. He's really starting to trust that and figure out how to use it.
One of the greatest at doing that, adjusting and learning his pitches, Adam Wainwright was sitting in the front row yesterday with Yadier Molina watching their former teammates go into the Hall of Fame. First was the 1942 MVP, Mort Cooper, certainly worth mentioning his tremendous performance as a world champion pitcher back in the 40s. And then Jason Isringhausen had his red jacket put on by Tony La Russa and Chris Carpenter. They helped him. And Scott Rolen got some help on the red jacket from two elite defenders in Ozzie Smith and Jim Edmonds. You think about all those names up on stage. What a great day that is for the Cardinals.
Yeah, it was, and I loved seeing Adam and Yachty go over there to Ballpark Village, be sitting in the front row. That was always something as a teammate to those guys. It was always important when somebody had an extension or somebody had a press conference. Those guys were always there. They understand what it's like to support your teammates, and for them to go over there for those two guys that they both had the chance to play with, and both of those guys. I know Jason Isringhausen played a huge role in Adam Wainwright and that transition to him as a young pitcher coming up and being a closer there for the World Series his first time. So I know those guys learned a ton, and it was just cool for them to be over there. But those two are going to be getting fitted for their red jackets here real soon. It won't be real long, and they'll be up on that stage, and they won't be in the front row.
You know what I love about it, too? Jason Isringhausen and Scott Rowland. Isringhausen grew up in Brighton, Illinois. Rowland in Jasper, Indiana. Both grew up as Cardinals fans, like you did, and got to play for their favorite team. That's special. I mean, I can't even imagine what that's like and what that was like for you.
Yeah, and to be able to be recognized on that stage, you know, to play for them is awesome. And to win a World Series, as those guys have done too, is incredible. But then, you know, to go into that elite group and wear that red jacket and be out there every day on opening day now, and, you know, all those things that go with it, just really happy for those guys. And couldn't be, you know, two better guys that are able to go in on the field and also off the field.
We have a big hour coming up with David Stewart and then John Mozeliak. He'll be followed by Ozzie Smith on the show today, and Takuma Sato, the winner of the Bomarito Automotive Group 500, will wrap up the hour. We started it with Kyle McClellan. We appreciate it very much. Let's see if the Cardinals can finish the sweep, and thanks for joining us today.
All right, thanks, Tom.
We'll be back in just a moment with the founder and chairman of Worldwide Technology, David Stewart. That's next. I'm Tom Ackerman, Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Munganass St. Louis Honda Sports on a Sunday morning. Munganass St. Louis Honda on South Limburg on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Tom Ackerman back with you at Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway with the founder and chairman of Worldwide Technology, David Stewart. What a day this is. The race is here, the weather is perfect, and you have a big smile on your face.
I do, because it's a wonderful opportunity for us to showcase what St. Louis is all about, the whole region, Illinois and Missouri. And there's an entertainment center here around racing, and the fact that Indy is here, the fact that the leadership and fans are here, expanded fan base, in fact. We've got 11,000 new fans that are here to observe this Indy race. We've emphasized a lot about that next generation around STEM, science, technology, math, and the arts for that matter. And we've showcased the relevance of technology and mathematics and big data and IoT and some of the things that are relevant to the sporting, this sport, that we're getting an opportunity to showcase to the next generation of diverse talent that getting them excited about the possibilities.
What was it? You saw an opportunity. What was it about this venue, Curtis Francois, and this sport that drew you in?
It's to me, it's all about investing in leadership and visionary leadership. Curtis Francois brings visionary leadership to this venue that's never been here before. And I know who he looks up to, and that's Jesus Christ himself, you know, for guidance and for clarity and for the set of core values that he lives and breathes and has faith in each and every day. And I come alongside him with that. And I think this collaboration and partnership is, we haven't seen the best days yet. The best is yet to come.
The day that you announced that Worldwide Technology was going to have its name on this track, you held a press conference. You had the leaders from all different circuits. You had NHRA and IndyCar and NASCAR and leadership from all over, and you got up to speak, and right before you did, you tore your notes up and dropped them on the ground, and it was a very freeing, I think, moment for your vision since the very beginning. A great moment and an advancement for you.
I would say from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. I really wanted to speak from my heart and it be genuine, because to me it's all about the next generation. How do we get kids, young people, and the next generation, and diverse talent, expanding our talent pool in a way that we've never done before. They actually need to see and touch and feel and know that they're not only cared for, but also that their talent is relevant, is significant, is strategic to the long-term viability of our businesses and the track. And there's a new fan base, expanded fan base, that's possible here, and opportunity that I don't think that whether it's NASCAR, whether it's Indy, or any other event that we have here has fully realized yet. And so I'm excited about investing in the future of Indy, NASCAR, and the rest through this track. And I think there's no better way to do that than in partnership with Curtis Francois.
A couple other things left. Bubba Wallace was there as well. And I know that the topic of diversity was certainly discussed there. The importance of this sport and for everybody to have an opportunity.
You know, it's an expensive sport, and it takes investment, it takes sponsorship, it takes people believing in you with real dollars and cents. And so with Bubba Wallace being the talent that he is, and for him not to have the kind of support necessary to be the talent that he brings to the table is unfortunate. And so we need to step up. And we are stepping up to ensure that he has the necessary resources at his fingertips, whether it's crew, whether it's leadership, whether it's platform, whether it's big data, whether it's technology that allows him to be reach his fullest potential in the sport, so people can actually see firsthand that there are people that look just like him that are more than capable of being able to make a difference in the sport.
David Stewart is with us. Final thing, we've talked about the global impact that you're having just by making an appearance here with this track and with this sport. What about St. Louis? How proud are you of what's taken place this summer? Everything from the Stanley Cup to MLS to this track to XFL to the Cardinals battling for first place. The scene here from a sports standpoint is positive, isn't it?
It's very positive. But I think that there's certain hidden things about St. Louis that people don't fully appreciate or realize about St. Louis. St. Louis is the most significant giving community I've ever seen anywhere. When you have a United Way campaign that can do $75 million a year to support a million people in this community, that is phenomenal. Or a community can support 16,000 disabled and special kids through Variety Club every year. They do it every year. Every corporation is stepping up in a new and different and exciting way to realize the full potential of that next generation. That's what St. Louis is hallmark. That is truly the spirit of St. Louis. That's truly the differentiator for St. Louis and any other city I've ever seen across this country. And I've been across this country in every city. And so, salute to St. Louis for being a caring and giving community like no other I've ever seen.
It's absolutely great to see you again. Enjoy the weekend festivities and congratulations on this. A lot more to come.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. Back in a moment on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Munganass St. Louis Honda Sports on a Sunday morning. Munganass pre-owned on South Limburg. On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Tom Ackerman back with you. It's 11:25. Thanks to David Stewart. Some inspirational words there about the future of our youth here in St. Louis and the thriving St. Louis community from the standpoint of giving. And he has given back with Worldwide Technology Raceway Gateway for sure. Worldwide Technology is investing in St. Louis, but also investing in that sport and that track. That's for sure. Thanks to David. Great look at him. Doesn't do a lot of interviews, and so we had a great chance to visit with him. Kyle McClellan also on the show. Coming up, John Mozeliak here at 11:30, and then Ozzie Smith has a big event coming up next month, and Ozzie will be with us, the Hall of Famer, at about 11:40. We'll wrap it up this hour with Takuma Sato, the winner of the Bomarito Automotive Group 500, a spectacular race last night at that great track, Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway. The big news that broke last night was this.
I'm Tom Foti. Last season, Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck was the NFL Comeback Player of the Year. But that is as far as his comeback went. He is now calling it quits.
The only way I see out is to no longer play football. It's taken my joy of this game away.
Luck has been struggling to recover from a leg injury this training season. After Saturday night's Colts exhibition game against the Bears, he announced his retirement. Tom Foti, CBS News.
Thank you, Tom. Here's a little bit more from Luck.
I've been stuck in this process. I haven't been able to live the life I want to live. taking the joy out of this game. And after 2016, where I played in pain and was unable to regularly practice, I made a vow to myself that I would not go down that path again.
So the oft-injured star is retiring at the age of 29. Andrew Luck, he made it official after the Colts lost to the Bears 27-17 in a preseason game last night. He called it the hardest decision of his life, but he says it's the only way out of a painful injury recovery cycle that just keeps going over and over again. Andrew Luck has retired from the NFL at the age of 29. Moving on from the Blues, but not finishing his career, is Pat Maroon, the boy from Oakville who won a Stanley Cup here in St. Louis, has signed a one-year deal with the Tampa Bay Lightning. Reports have that at $900,000, so just under $1 million for a one-year deal for Pat. And I would love to see him continue, but he did a great thing, that's for sure, helping the Blues and scoring the winning goal in Game 7 of that double overtime thriller against the Dallas Stars. And then the big rig made his presence felt. I mean, he was shouting at the Bruins in the Stanley Cup final, and he was knocking them around in the Stanley Cup final. And in the end, he was raising that hardware, and a couple months later, he was eating toasted ravioli out of it with with Charlie Gito. What a guy. We love Pat Maroon. We wish him the very best as the Blues forward moves on to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Here's the good news. You won't have to play him very often. You only get to see him a couple times. He's over in the Eastern Conference now. The defending Stanley Cup champions open their home schedule October 2nd against the Washington Capitals, the champs the year before that. Back with John Mozeliak right after this. Tom Ackerman, Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Munganass St. Louis Honda Sports on a Sunday Morning.
Munganass St. Louis Honda on South Lindbergh.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Batting 258, 28 home runs. Goldschmidt has hit 23 career home runs with 100 RBIs against the Rockies. And there's a drive. Deep left center field. And it's a goner. Paul Goldschmidt clearing the Rocky bullpen.
Can you smell?
Home
can
run
you smell
number 29. 6-0 Cardinals.
Cardinals win it by the count of 6-0. Paul Goldschmidt with a home run right there. Let's bring in President of Baseball Operations John Mozeliak as he's with us every morning on Sunday at 11:30. Mo, thanks for being with us. That's one of the many reasons you acquired Paul Goldschmidt. My goodness, did that ball go a long way.
Yeah, a lot of fun last few nights, right? Getting key hits, getting out to early leads and holding them. So it's been really fun to watch, and you know, a lot of excitement around this ballpark right now.
It has been good. I've been told that I cannot miss the opportunity. I need to take my picture in front of Big Ackland because that M is going to...
I would imagine someday it will be repaired, but yeah. It's certainly drawing a lot of attention right now.
Yes, it has. That was another bomb by Paul DeJong, and Marcelo Zuna has hit a couple of taters. The ball is flying right now, and the hitting is coming around. You know, we talked about that. Runners in scoring position, whatever. Hit. That's the key.
It's pretty simple, really, right? I mean, I think we always sort of like try to look at what we're frustrated with or what's not happening. And, you know, sometimes when you just string some hits together, good things happen. But, you know, clearly when the ball goes out of the ballpark, when you have runners on, it certainly creates damage.
What are we hearing? Anything latest on Colton Wong? About an hour or so ago, we had Mike Schilt on the show, and he was going to wait and see what Colton was like when he came to the ballpark. Imagine he'd be sore.
He's sore. I spoke with him on my way up to my office this morning, and, you know, he's hopeful it's just going to be a day or two where, you know, he just probably isn't available. But trainers have not worked on him quite yet, and so maybe it'll be a little bit more optimistic for tomorrow, if you will. But time helps, and we'll just have to be patient.
Yeah, in a baseball season, injuries will come, that's for sure, and we hope the best for Colton Wong. Jose Martinez seems to be recovering quite well. How's he looking?
Well, he'll begin his rehab tomorrow, so right now, fingers crossed that it goes pretty seamless for him. You know, good news there is, you know, we can use the DH down at AA, so he can get some extra work in and buy a few more days on the throwing arm.
The Cardinals will take on the Rockies today, going for the sweep. They won yesterday 6-0, won 8-3 before that. And on Thursday, they come back and win 6-5. And, you know, you and your great staff have an incredible amount of numbers at your disposal. You can look at stats, you can look at analytics, and you can predict a lot of things in a lot of ways. But one thing you can't measure by stats is the trust that's among those players. And when you're down 5-2 after an Arenado home run, maybe some teams, or maybe teams in the past, don't have the ability to come back. But that Cardinals team came back, and I thought that was a significant win for you in 2019. Did you feel the same way?
Well, I think any time you pull off a game when you're behind is important. But clearly, as the calendar starts to shrink, number of games start to shrink, there's everything feels magnetized. And so you're like sitting there trying, like, how do I get the most out of it? But, you know, this club has shown a lot of resiliency this year. I mean, obviously we've had some really good months, and then we had a couple that we struggled with. But to be where we are shows you the character and grit of this team. And, you know, I think under Mike Schilt and in this group, they're very focused. They take every day as a business day, and what happens that day, they turn the page and go to the next one. And they've been really good at that, especially of late. But to come back and win that game, yeah, that's huge, because, you know, you're looking at the scoreboard this time of year. You're following what's happening in your division and what's going on. And so anytime you see the team in front of you already post to win, then, you know, you feel like you've got to do the same.
You know, there's something that Jason Isringhausen said yesterday in his speech that really struck me. It was when he talked about Marty Mason. And that's somebody who doesn't get a lot of attention and fanfare. But Marty Mason is the bullpen coach, played, he said, part psychologist. You know, that you think about that. Someone like Jason Isringhausen, who went through some ups and downs at a time when trying to stay on track, that is a big part of this game, isn't it? The guidance of that coaching staff. And how has your staff played a role in this team this year?
Well, I think that's one of the underrated things of what coaches do. I think a lot of times people just want to talk about, you know, can you fix his swing? Can you make them throw harder? Can you give them that second or third pitch? But reality is there's a very human element to this game. And so the relationship with player and coach is vital. And having coaches that have the ability to gain that trust with a player, to show empathy when needed, to motivate when needed is critical. And so, you know, you see why there's, you know, millions of books written about how to motivate, how to coach, and how to teach, because it's complicated. And if it was easy, anybody would do it. And so I think that's always where you have that mix of art and science, trying to you know, connect the two and get the most out of what you're trying to accomplish. So I think he articulated it well yesterday, and I certainly feel like our current staff is very well aware of that balance and what they try to do every day with players.
You're pretty close with Izzy, aren't you? I mean, he meant that. That was the greatest moment of his baseball life, he said.
You know, he's a special guy. And, you know, I've watched him evolve from the early days of when I met him as a player to where he is today. And, you know, I think my relationship with him has grown to more than just sort of like a boss and employee or boss and player. It's different. And we do enjoy going to play golf together a lot, and so some of the off-the-field stuff we get to do is really quite fun, and he's been a nice addition to this organization from a working standpoint, and I certainly appreciate everything he does with our pitchers, not only at the big league level, but also at the minor league level.
It was great to see him put on that red jacket, and Tony La Russa and Chris Carpenter helped him with that, and then Scott Rolen with Ozzie Smith and Jim Edmonds. You've had some elite players in this organization. Ozzie's going to join us coming up here just after you. And Scott Rolen, he told me he was very nervous to get up there and make that speech. I think he's underrated as a speaker. He's pretty funny, actually.
No, he's got a very dry wit. And if you know him on a personal level, which I do, sarcasm can come out of him. But I think he is very entertaining and someone that's, you know, really fun to be around. But really, it was an honor to be up there yesterday when you think of those guys in their careers and being a part of that. They were, you know, very much a part of my formative years, but also getting to see them as they matured in the league and what they did. But, you know, Scotty was an unbelievable player. I think, you know, a lot of people said this yesterday, and I echo it, but probably one of the best defensive third basemen to ever play the game. And, you know, probably if he didn't have that shoulder injury, likely would have gone into the Major League Hall of Fame. So tremendous guy. And really, yesterday was just a special day, I think, for everybody involved. And I know both of them, their families, their friends, they truly enjoyed it. And that makes for a special day.
Yeah, it was great. Mort Cooper also goes into the Cardinals Hall of Fame, 1942 National League MVP as a pitcher. And the Cardinals were a terrific team in the 40s, thanks in part to the efforts of Mort Cooper. The Cardinals are in first place right now. They're a game and a half up on the Cubs in the Central. There's a long way to go. But just overall, what makes you confident about this team moving forward? What are you seeing generally, John Mozeliak?
Well, I think in general, you're just playing better baseball, which is that always a good thing. But I just feel like you're also gaining confidence. I think this team is realizing what they're capable of doing. You get good starting pitching, keep you in games. Bullpen's been very strong this season. Timely hitting is something that you're seeing more of. You're starting to see the power come back. And if we can keep all those things going, we'll be an exciting club down the stretch.
Next time we talk on this show will be next Sunday, which is September 1st. You'll have the opportunity to expand your roster. How does that change things for you?
Well, I don't think it's going to change much from just the day-to-day lineup, but it does become much more intriguing on how innings 6, 7, 8, 9 look, because you have a lot more options. And, you know, I think we've gotten to see a lot of the faces that will be up here in September throughout the year prior to September 1st. But, you know, I do think we'll add some names up here, take advantage of the expanded roster. And as you think about, you know, gauging fatigue and making sure people stay fresh, it also gives you a little opportunity to be a little smarter and strategic in terms of the lineup and how to use your bullpen. So I do think we welcome that.
Michael Wacha is on the mound today for the Cardinals against the Colorado Rockies. We look forward to the matchup, and good luck as you go for the sweep today.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. John Mozeliak, President of Baseball Operations, Cardinals and Rockies at 115. Ozzie Smith, the Hall of Famer, is next with us on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Munganass St. Louis Honda Sports on a Sunday morning.
Munganass pre-owned on South Limburg.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Tom Ackerman back with you. We are at Busch Stadium, the home of the 11-time world champion St. Louis Cardinals, and a man responsible for one of those championships is sitting to my right. He is Hall of Famer Ozzie Smith. And Ozzie, first of all, we are talking just minutes after the Cardinals Hall of Fame ceremony. The induction today was, again, tremendous. Scott Rolen, Jason Isringhausen, and Mort Cooper.
Two guys that certainly has had a big part in the success of this organization. And, you know, the one thing that I wish I'd have had the opportunity to play with both of them. You know, they were both fun guys to watch play, and especially Scotty over there on the other side of the infield. That would have been a lot of fun.
I mentioned on Twitter that when you gave the jacket to Scott, I said, imagine that left side of the infield now. And somebody responded, does a ball get through? And how many pitchers would want to come to St. Louis to pitch in front of them?
You know, it reminds me a lot, you know, when Terry Pendleton, you know, who was another great third baseman, you know, I've been very fortunate to play with some guys who can really pick it over there. And, you know, as an infielder, you always dream of playing with somebody who has range, somebody who is very mobile over there and has great hands. And, you know, with Terry and Scott Rolen, you know, having the opportunity to watch them play, it was a lot of fun. It was a treat for me.
Terry Pendleton was a great one for sure. What great teams, and such a great sight to see everybody up there on stage today, all of those Hall of Famers. That's one of the best things that we do here along with opening day, don't you think?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think it's been a great way for fans to show their appreciation for guys that has entertained them for years, and to allow them to be part of the process. And there are a few other guys that are probably deserving, and hopefully they'll make it here in the next couple of years, guys that I played with, you know, guys like Keith Hernandez, you know, who I think is very, very deserving of being in the Cardinal Hall of Fame, and I think that'll happen here in the very near future.
Ozzie Smith, we're coming up on a big event. We are a little over a year since the PGA Championship at Belrive Country Club, and we've since had another PGA Championship at Bethpage where they couldn't stop talking about Belrive. All the players mentioned how great it was, and following that golf season is your gala, and it is a diamond affair. It's
September 22nd at the Ritz-Carlton. I'll be there, you'll be there, and one of the greatest players to ever play the game, Jim Furyk, will be there.
Number 58. You know, so it's amazing at where we've come. When I look back at it now, some of the people that we've had, you know, from Bo Jackson to Dr. J to Eddie Murray and Cal Ripken to Reggie Jackson to Bob Gibson, it just goes on and on. And you know, this year we get Jim Furyk. You know, it's just amazing. And I the buzz that has been started already, we really haven't hit it from a publicity standpoint yet, and it's people just looking forward to it. And that event now is becoming one of the highlights of the evening.
Furyk's just one of the good guys. I remember following him in a tournament one year, and someone in the gallery shouted just before he was about to tee off, "Jim, the Steelers are up by a touchdown in the second quarter." He gave him a little fist pump. You know, he's a big sports fan.
Yeah, he is. And I go to his event at Ponte Vedra every year. And, you know, to show you what a great guy he is, usually we take care of the transportation and all of that. Jim's taking care of his own transportation to come here and be a part of this. And I'm not sure he's going to be able to play golf because he has to get up to Napa Valley for the event up there on Monday. But, you know, it's people like that make these events like this special. And Jim is one of the special people, and his event is always a fun one to be a part of. And I also have Jeffrey Osborne coming, you know. So Jeffrey's going to sing a couple tunes for us that night. And then we're going to play golf on Monday at Meadowbrooks. So it should be a great two nights. The gala, of course, is at the Ritz-Carlton on the 22nd, as you mentioned. And I'll have a round table with Jim, and you and I should have some fun with that, with talking to him about his career and stuff. So I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, we'll have a great time. I'm a big Jim Furyk fan. It's almost like you read my mind. My swing, actually, I got comfortable with it because I saw Jim Furyk do it. I have kind of an upright swing. It's a very unique approach to the ball. You have kind of a unique swing, too.
I do. I have a buddy of mine that I play with all the time who said, "That's no golf swing." I keep beating him, but he says that's no golf swing. But, you know, that's one of the great things about the game of golf. It's you look at him and Bubba Watson and how they've been able to create it. And one of the things that I learned early on is that You got to find your own feel. You know, the most important thing, just like in baseball, is getting square. If you can figure out how to get square, it doesn't matter where you start, because once the club starts moving, it doesn't know, you know, where it came from. Mm-hmm. So you just try and get down square at the bottom all the time, and that's all I do. You know, it can be ugly, but it works.
That's right. We're going to have a good time at Meadowbrook. It's on September 23rd. That's the Pro-Am tournament. A Diamond Affair is a really great gala. It's at the Ritz-Carlton on the night before September 22nd. Jim Furyk, Jeffrey Osborne, Ozzie Smith, and many special guests. And Ozzie, it all goes to help Gateway PGA reach, which you started, and a big reason why the PGA Championship came. But I bet you're pretty proud of the fact that not only does it help St. Louis, but it's spreading now all over the country.
It is. I mean, they've adopted the title PGA Reach, and a lot of the credit goes to all of the people over at Belle Reve. Jeffrey Kriefel, who was the GM at the time, spent an afternoon in his basement, you know, coming up with the concept and the idea, and it's something that's just been catchy, and the PGA actually adopted it. So we're very proud of that, you know, getting it started here in St. Louis. And it's going all over the country now, and hope we just continue to grow. The facility that we're hoping to build here in the very near future is all cleaned up now. You know, we were waiting for the environmental on that, and that's all cleaned up now. Now we can start raising money to hopefully build that facility at the old Carter Carburetor plant over there right across from Herbert Hoover's Boys Club, which now sits on the site of Old Sportsman's Park.
That's awesome. And, you know, we're such a great sports town, but I've really been thinking about this lately. If we can apply the passion that we have for sports and that great lifestyle in this town to our community and put it back in, we're going to be an even better place. We're going to give kids an opportunity.
We are, and that's really what it's all about. And the fact that one of the things that we didn't talk about is we're now getting an MLS team here now, too. You know, awesome. We talked about what a great sports town this is, and I think that it just speaks to what a great sports town we are, the fact that we are now able to get an MLS team, which will start here in 2022.
Very exciting time, and I know you were in the room for that. There was a buzz going around that day and ever since then that maybe the PGA will come back to St. Louis and run some events. I'm not sure we have all the information on that yet, but it sounds pretty exciting.
There's been a lot of buzz, and somebody asked me that day. I'm not up on it, so we're not prepared to talk about it yet, but you know, that's one of the things that comes out of having a championship like we did, and the success of it and the excitement that it created. So hopefully that's in our very near future.
Looking forward to everything when it comes to St. Louis sports, and certainly if the PGA can get back to town. MLS, IndyCar running races, the Cardinals are in first place. You know, the XFL's here. I don't know. I'm probably missing somebody. Oh, yeah, the St. Louis Blues won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a pretty good summer, and it's going to continue with this event on September 22nd, a Diamond Affair, which I can tell you firsthand, folks, it is a great gala, not just because I'm emceeing it, but it is a great, great gala.
And you're a big part of it, Tom, and thank you for being a part of it.
Well, thank you, Ozzie Smith, for all that you do, Gateway PGA Reach. Again, if you want the information, it's all there. And we're looking for donations. We're looking for sponsors, players on the 23rd, attendees on the 22nd, OzzieSmithGolf.com. It's very easy to remember, OzzieSmithGolf.com. Everything is there. KMOX is going to be with you every step of the way, and I'll see you there on the 22nd.
All right, Tom, thank you.
Hall of Famer Ozzie Smith with us on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Munganass St. Louis Honda Sports on a Sunday morning.
Munganass St. Louis Honda on South Limburg.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Takuma Sato is the winner of the Bomarito Automotive Group 500. What a finish that was here at Worldwide Technology Raceway Gateway.
It's fantastic. I think, you know, Gateway St. Louis here is always has me excited race in the past few seasons, and I'm really proud to be the part of it again, not again for the part of it, for the winners in joining, and you know, the fans tonight, as we all observed, they were just crazy, fantastic, and passionate. So you know, you guys done a fantastic job after Lee paved a few years ago. This truck reborn is one of the best short ovals, and for sure it was one of really exciting race tonight.
Is it being talked about among the drivers? Yes. How much they enjoy it?
Yes, we enjoy it so much. It's just such a unique layout. You know, it's such a tight and high bunk, turn one and two, and turn three and four is a shallow. So it is very challenging. And in fact, going to turn one now is a high boost with a reduction of the downforce. Every single lap we had to hit the brake. And what kind of oval, you know, what any other ovals can do this, you know, right. I think it's definitely one of the most demanding and challenging track for sure this year. I mean, well, let's put it this way. I mean, we always cross finish, always exciting race. So I think that's what, because this race track layout produces us.
To spray that champagne and to celebrate with your team, how much does that mean to you at this time of year?
It means a lot. It means really a lot. Especially, we had a difficulty a couple of days ago in different race, and the team was fully behind, and everybody got a great support, and everybody focused and wanted to succeed and wanted to show the world what we can do, and which we did. So, you know, absolutely team effort. Once again, thank you for all the fans, sponsors, yourself, organizers, and then team. Team did outstanding job.
Congratulations. Excellent victory, and thank you, and we'll see you next year.
Thank you. See you next year.
Takuma Sato, the winner of the Bomarito Automotive Group 500. What an event that was. St. Louis is on fire right now. We are rolling in the area of sports and otherwise. Thank you for joining us. It is Cardinal baseball coming up next. The Cardinals and the Rockies at Busch Stadium. I'm Tom Ackerman.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.